Sunday, 4:30 a.m. What jolted Evelyn out of sleep that morning was not another nightmare, but the ringing of an excruciatingly high-pitched siren. Through a half-asleep haze, she reminded herself, "I'm in my room. I'm at Aida's. I'm in Sarajevo." Yes, here she was. The heavy wooden closet Aida's mother had lent her still loomed over her bed, as it did every morning, the floral carvings in its doors illuminated by the streetlights outside. Her empty suitcase sat on top of the closet, and her few books were neatly piled on the low shelf beside it. Evelyn hauled herself up to answer the thumping on the door, interrupting their affable neighbour mid-knock. Leaning out into the hallway, she smelt no smoke, saw no flashing lights, or anything else to warrant the unwelcome awakening. "Emergency!" the neighbour was yelling, as he always did with her, alarm or not, as if volume could make up for her lack of Bosnian vocabulary. Despite the noise growing even louder, all she wanted to do was simply close the door on him and follow the gravity pulling her back to bed. As if he could see right into her cloudy mind, he put one foot over the threshold and dropped his head down, so he was looking her right in the eye. "Where's Aida?" "Aida?" Evelyn snapped into the present. Aida's boots weren't beside the shoe rack. Her bag wasn't on the kitchen counter. Their former lounge room, now Aida's office, was deserted. The whole apartment was dark and still. "She must be out working," Evelyn shouted from Aida's empty bedroom, barely hearing herself over the ever-increasing volume of the alarm. The neighbour had already taken her thick coat off one of the hooks by the door and was holding it up for her to put on. "Outside, now, Heide." Evelyn raced back to get her phone and keys, pretending she didn't understand him swearing to God that she was a crazy foreigner. He hadn't seemed to notice how much of the language she'd actually learnt in the year and a half she'd been living next door to him. Out on the empty, narrow street, the dozen or so inhabitants of their apartment building were all accounted for, apart from Aida. A blue light above the building's entrance flashed in sync with the alarm, without any apparent reason as to why it had gone off, as far as Evelyn could understand. She had always imagined that the light didn't work, assuming it was a mere relic from a more dangerous time. None of the neighbouring buildings had this kind of security system, she noticed, despite sharing the same deeply set windows and ornate concrete detailing, and all being built right up to the edge of the footpath, leaving less than a metre for pedestrians. As the huddle of neighbours argued over who to call, given that the security number listed on the alarm sticker had gone out of business, Evelyn tried to discreetly check out Coco's, still open across the street, its occupants apparently undisturbed by the commotion outside. Aida loved to sit on their apartment's balcony and give a running commentary on the men who came and went from the tiny kafana, sure that shady business went on behind its frosted windows. Evelyn had never ascertained exactly what Aida was suspicious of, but enjoyed watching alongside her, nonetheless. She wrapped her coat tighter around herself as freezing air cut straight through her thin pyjamas. Her first winter had been mild, but this one, her second, had been more intense than she ever imagined possible, starting suddenly with a heavy snowfall on Halloween and intensifying into weeks of minus 15 around New Year. Her delight at snow had never waned, but these grey March days seemed to drag on and on. "Were you here in the siege?" the tiny woman who lived on the ground floor asked her over the noise, as she did every time Evelyn ran into her in the hallway. Evelyn explained again that no, she was the Australian teacher who lived with Aida, up on the top floor. "Oh, neighbour, I didn't recognise you without my glasses." She reached up and placed her gloved hands tenderly on Evelyn's cheeks, the wool soft and momentarily warming. "How is our little kangaroo?" She didn't wait for an answer, instead stepping away to remind Evelyn where shells had hit the building during the war. Evelyn tried putting her own hands on her face, but without gloves, it was like ice meeting ice. The woman's description ended with a shrug, and she turned to the same topic on everyone's mind. Bruno's son.